97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
You know, Mark, you and I have talked about NIL and our thoughts on that with these college athletes who have picked up some big deals. In fact, Brady Cook, we know from Mizzou, is working with Sugarfire, and I believe it's because he has some family ties. I think his uncle or something works there. So that's kind of
I think his parents own a couple of the franchises out of the. They don't own the company Sugarfire, but they own like three or four restaurants.
One of the locations.
But okay. I mean, good for him. They got the company to sponsor part of his NIL deal. That's great.
I mean, these college athletes can make thousands and really
millions.
I mean, millions of dollars.
Some of them can make millions.
They don't even have to ever go into the NFL. I mean, who needs the NFL?
You could potentially make a
ridiculous amount of money and you never make it there. So anyway, I found this very interesting because this U.S. Senator from Montana, I'd never heard of him if I'm being honest, John Tester.
Yep.
John Tester. Okay. He's a Democrat.
Yep.
And
about to be a former senator from Montana, but go ahead.
Hopefully. So he's running for his fourth term there.
Yeah.
Well, there's a group called Montana Together that is reaching out to student athletes at the University of Montana and offering pretty big payments if they're agreeing to promote this senator.
You're kidding me.
Listen to this. The group was offering student athletes between $400 and $2,400 in exchange for a video that, quote unquote, spreads the word about this senator. This is the breakdown of it. These athletes would get $400 if they agreed to do two scripted videos, $800 if they agreed to do two unscripted videos, although I'm sure there'd have to be some sort of an approval process, $2,400 to record four unscripted videos. So is that the way this is going to go down? Is that politics is now going to get involved with NIL? Because I just thought of it as like a chip company or some random business wants to partner or like a clothing brand, not politicians running for re-election.
If there are no limitations on it, what would stop a college student athlete from endorsing a marijuana dispensary?
Morals. That's what would stop them.
No,
and that's
it
about it. And they don't have and they don't have that many. And that's the problem people will do this who don't even support him because they want the money.
Yeah. My point is I think there are rules against certain things. I can't imagine a university would allow a student athlete to take money in return for political advertising. I could be wrong, but is it at University of Montana athletes
they're
going after?
University of Montana. His campaign, Tester's campaign, is like, oh no, we have no knowledge. We're not even in communication with that group. This is Montana Together is just totally separate, doing its own
better
thing.
Better Together.
I guess.
Nuts.
I mean, come on, you want us to believe that you had no knowledge of this going on? That's nonsense. What I do appreciate in this article I found, there's a UMT track athlete who's also a journalism major, actually, Mark. So this is I think, hopeful for us for the future of journalism, maybe depending on what she goes into after college. And she was saying how she felt immediate frustration when she opened up her email and saw this offer, because she said, I had to ask myself, why would someone seek my endorsement when their values directly negatively impact me? Because he is in favor of men competing against women in sports. So she's like, as a female athlete, why would I ever want to throw my support behind somebody? So thank goodness someone has morals there.
Yeah.
But if you're dangling the carrot of, hey, record a quick four unscripted videos and you're going to get $2,400.
I have been against this NIL deal since it started, and I continue to be a staunch opponent to the entire idea of it, because for years, and I don't want to sidetrack your point here, but for years the discussion in college athletics was, it's just not fair. Some of these poor athletes come from poor backgrounds. They come from housing projects. They get on these university campuses, and their tuition's taken care of, and their room and board's taken care of, but it's not fair because they're around all these other students that have spending money, and they have cars, and they can go out on the weekends, and these kids have nothing. You should pay college athletes. So we went from that argument to a situation where those kids, unless they're the star of the team, are still poor, still don't get money for going out on the weekends or whatever it is the hell people wanted them to get money for. But the few kids that are the cream of the crop at the school can go out and sign $1 million name, image, likeness deals and make millions of dollars during their 1 or 2 years at a university that has given them free tuition and education and boarding while they're there to begin with. So they're getting paid, and then they're making money on top of that. It defies logic. I might have been convinced at some point to give each of the student athletes a stipend. You get $500 a month while you're a student athlete here so that you have some spending money in your pocket. Everybody gets it, same amount. The star quarterback gets the same amount as the backup kicker. That's what you get. But now you've created a situation where there's going to be a lot of animosity in that locker room.
Yep.
Because Joe quarterback down there is banking $1.5 million because of the local car dealership, and the other schmucks don't get anything.
I agree. I think this is going to cause a lot of tension on the field. I think you're going to see it. You have schools like, I think of Alabama and Ohio State. I mean, a lot of these bigger schools are going to be able to offer more, right? Because I understand that some of that money would be dependent on the company that they're partnering with, but yeah. My understanding of this is that it also depends on the university. So a lot of these bigger universities are understandably going to offer a bit more, and so people are going to be moving around a lot more to make more money, which is understandable. I don't know if it's going to make people more competitive in the sense that if they don't think they're ever going to get to the NFL, they're going to try harder in college to at least make a name for themselves. That's the only thing I could possibly think of is like, oh, that's a good thing that has come out of NIL.
I don't know.
Other than that, I agree with you. Give people a stipend and make it fair, because this is not, I don't think this is a good idea either.
I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but I'm a University of Kentucky fan.
What?
And there are bitter, hateful people out there from smaller schools that really don't matter in the scheme of things who argue that, well, the big schools like Kentucky have always paid their athletes, which is, I think, nonsense. There have been cases where people have been caught, including UCLA and even Kentucky years ago, where there were allegations of certain alumni paying athletes cash. But those are far and few between, and very few have been actually taken to court and adjudicated and proven that the alumni were paying the student athletes. It was illegal for a long time. They have now legalized it, and even schools that don't have like a winning tradition, like an Alabama or someone like that, but have huge bases of alumni who are rich, like Texas A&M and some of these other universities. Now, I'm not saying Texas A&M doesn't have a good football program. Don't get me wrong. But some of these schools that have not been at the top of college athletics can now leverage that cash from their alumni, and they can compete with an Alabama for some of these top athletes who care more about how much money they're going to get than which university they play for. And what that turns college football into is the NFL.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's wrong. I disagree with it. They shouldn't be able to do it. They never should have started this nonsense, because it's like a government program. Once you start it, they never go away, and things only get bigger. So now they can't stop NIL because people are going to start screaming and moaning about that. So they have effectively ruined college sports. It's why Nick Saban got out of coaching, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all.
Also, think about this. You mentioned earlier how a number of these football players, for example, let's just talk about football, you have your entire college paid for, right? Room and board, like everything is basically covered for you, okay?
Yes.
I don't know if this is news to anybody, but they're not forced to play, okay? They have the choice. So I understand that they're not going to have time to get a side hustle where they can then generate income. I get that, which is why I think the stipend is a really good idea, and I hadn't thought of that before. But you're never going to convince me like you should feel so sad for these players. I'm sorry, they don't have to play. They're playing probably because, I don't know, they love the sport.
They do love the sport.
So don't act like it's like they're being waterboarded and tortured when you bring them there to play. I mean, they chose, unless they have crazy controlling parents who basically force them, which I highly doubt is happening, because then you need to put on your big boy pants and say, Mom and Dad, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you made this choice, okay? You have your entire... I would love to have had my college paid for, because guess what? Unlike these people who are having theirs just wiped away, their debt by the Biden administration, I actually paid off my loans. Well, I know this is crazy, and not a lot of people do that these days.
Supreme Court smacked them down on that this week.
Yeah, but people have already had... They've already had... Yeah, so...
Yep, I'm with you. I'm on board with that. I think it's crazy what they've done.
Get more at 971talk.com.